Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host and friend. And we're very pleased to be joined by Morse Tan, our eyes on North Korea and South Korea, the author of North Korea, International Law, and the Dual Crises. Morse, a very good day to you. The headline from AP points to complications in the new presidency just elected in Seoul, the Blue House. South Korean investigators indict Unification Church leader over alleged ties to ex-First Lady. That requires explanation, but there's a photograph that doesn't. The leader of South Korea's Unification Church, Hak Han, in a wheelchair looking very brittle at 82 years old, has been charged with a crime? Please help me understand this. Good day to you, Morris.
Yes, good day to you as well. This is part of a larger picture of a rising communist dictatorship that is engaging in all sorts of oppressive and repressive acts, particularly targeted at political enemies and leading religious figures as well. So this includes the rightful president, Yoon, who they are not only have they imprisoned in solitary confinement in conditions akin to death row, they have explicitly said publicly, the leadership of the Democratic Party, that Yoon must die in prison. They have also gone after, for example, a former prime minister and former acting president, Hong, who I just was in the U.S. with recently. And they have 10 summons against him and are attacking him as well. This is also in line with what they've done with Pastor Sun, who I also know personally, who has been arrested and thrown into prison. These are actually some of the best leaders in South Korea, and they are being treated rather oppressively as an indication of the rising communist dictatorship in South Korea.
Gordon, you have a question for Morris.
Morris, South Korea has a large Christian population, one of the largest in Asia. How does this play politically when you have the persecution of Christian and other figures, religious figures in the country?
I think this plays very badly, but it's also indicative that the present regime does not care what the people think. You have the destruction of democracy. You have the destruction of the rule of law. You have the crumbling of the Constitutional Republic of Korea that is happening through these measures. And so the people, this is part of an intimidation campaign to suppress, repress, oppress the people and their leaders. And so, no, this does not play well at all with the people, but they have shown very clearly that they don't care what the people think. And their stolen election is indicative that they don't care about democracy either.
What is the result of all of this? Disorder? Are people fleeing? Have religious leaders come forward? Are they martyring themselves? How are they responding?
So it has varied depending on the person. In the case of Pastor Sun, for example, he basically dared the regime to arrest him, that it will show the world that Korea is not free. And he was willing to do so at the cost to himself, if it would help the greater cause of demonstrating to the world that Korea is increasingly being oppressed and people like him are being treated unjustly. I have another friend who is a leading voice in South Korea who is here in the United States and trying to stay as long as he can because he believes he'll be arrested upon his return to South Korea. And so the responses vary. What people are doing vary, but many of them are trying to fight as hard as they can to save freedom, to fight for justice, to proclaim what is true as best as they understand it in this context. But some are doing so from the United States. Some are doing so within South Korea, and it varies depending on the particular leader.
Gordon, a question for you. Did you and Morris know this was coming?
I mean, I didn't know this specifically. They're going after the head of the Unification Church. But you could see from what Yi Jae-myung's history that he hated the United States and that he was very friendly with China and that he had at least authoritarian tendencies. What we have learned since his taking power is that he is fast moving South Korea into the communist camp, and that he is turning South Korea away from democracy and into at least an authoritarian state. And I actually think he's moving full on to totalitarianism, but we'll just have to wait for that.
You have a question for Morris.
Morris, what should the United States be doing?
I think active measures, such as sanctions. There are sanctions that relate to a coup d'etat, and that would be pertinent here. Secondary sanctions that would be targeted at those who are committing the most oppressive and anti-democratic sorts of things. Visa sanctions to prevent these people and their children, for example, who they send to the United States for education, would have an effect. And so these are among the initial steps that could be taken. I think the U.S. should try to press for greater military cooperation and expansion of the U.S. military presence in South Korea. I think the sooner the administration realizes the nature of the of those who are in power, how this is the end of the long march through the institutions in accordance with communist doctrine, and that this is the final phase where they're trying to communize South Korea. The sooner the U.S. realizes that and acts decisively, and I think the sooner the president has his team on the ground in South Korea, the better. There are many things that could be done, but those are a few examples.
There's an APEC meeting coming up. Is this a turning point for everyone to recognize that South Korea is no longer free at the APEC meeting?
I think that would be great if there's a greater realization of that. President Trump recently in a Truth Social post sounded like he was canceling his meeting with Chairman Xi in South Korea because of what the CCP is doing in terms of weaponizing rare earth minerals vis-a-vis other countries. And so President Trump may pass in going to South Korea in person, but it is reported that he'll be heading to Japan. He might be going to other APEC countries, but he may be skipping out on APEC, which is being hosted by South Korea.
Gordon, we just have 30 seconds. Is there any confirmation whether or not Xi will be at the meeting in APEC meeting in Seoul?
We don't know, John. There's a lot of reasons to suggest he won't go. But, you know, at this moment, we just don't have confirmation on anything regarding his presence.
Morris Tan, our colleague, is the author most recently of North Korea, International Law, and the Dual Crises. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.